Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. You know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey everybody, Bobby here. Thank you for listening to the Bobbycast. I want to share with you guys a new six-part limited series that we're going to feature over the coming weeks. It's called Unsigned and Independent, hosted by Kevin O'Connell, who you may know as Kickoff Kevin from my sports podcast, 25 Whistles. But this six-part series features unsigned and independent artists and bands in Nashville. So this whole series was made to highlight the journey and the grind that musicians go through trying to make it in country music. The artists featured on this podcast, they're doing it all themselves. No labels, no management. With most, not even a publishing team. So Kevin will bring you their stories of what touring, writing, and recording music is like when you got to do it all by yourself. So even if you don't know their names, I think you'll be inspired by their passion to do what they love, and maybe you become a fan. New episodes every Monday for a while here on the Bobbycast feed for the next 6 weeks. The episode now is Graham Nancarro, and Kevin said he moved to town, and this is the first artist he saw at Tootsie's. So he's been here for a while, but it's pretty cool. Remember when I first moved to town, I saw people and I was like, dang, I can't believe everybody's this good. And then you realize everybody is this good. It's a hard place to make it, but that's what this whole series is about. Here is episode one of the Bobbycast Presents Unsigned and Independent with Kevin O'Connell. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Kevin, host of Unsigned and Independent. I appreciate you listening to this podcast series. You can find me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Kickoff Kevin. On this first episode, we have Graham Nancarro. You can follow him on social media, at Graham Nancarro. Graham's a great guy. We dive into his story and him moving out to Nashville about 5 years ago from San Diego and what that journey's been like for him. He's an independent artist, so he does everything on his own, from his bookings to his showings, his traveling, whatever it may be. So he's got some great stories about, you know, maybe breaking down on the bus or what it's like to try to make it by yourself with no agency, no management, anything like that. And I hope you enjoy it. Thanks again for listening. Graham, what's up, man? Thanks for being here. I just saw on your social media recently that you were out on the road. It looked like you might have been touring. Is that right?
It was a residency at MGM at Loser's Bar, which you know of here, okay, in Nashville, yeah, where they do Whiskey Jam.
When you go on tour, is that something that you plan far in advance? Because obviously you have to make sure you're getting paid for it. And there's right. A lot of, I mean, it's not like, hey, you just pick up and leave and go on tour.
It's a lot harder than I thought.
So for a yeah. guy that's trying to make it in the industry, but randomly goes on tour, or not randomly, I don't know if you randomly yeah. do, what is that like for you as an artist to try to make it in that lifestyle?
It's tougher than I thought. I still love it. I'm independent, an independent artist, so okay. I don't have a bus driver. My band comes with me. We got a big old Sprinter van. It's comfy. But you know, you run into things, and that's why people do have managers and publicists and all that stuff. So much can go wrong.
So you're your publicist, you're your manager, you're the singer.
It's a lot.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, I trust that if I keep working hard, things will happen.
I agree, because you've been out here for what, 2017. So about 5 years or so, and you've been on the grind.
Right? Yeah, man.
I mean, that's what this is about. We're here to talk about the grind. You, Nashville musician, artist, they're everywhere out here in our backyard. And I've only been here about a year and a half. And I remember my first weekend here, I was like, damn, there's so much talent here.
So much.
It's insane.
It's a blessing, too, as an artist.
Right. So what's that like for you to go through those years of that grind? I mean, you late nights, early mornings, you never know if you're going to play. You don't know if, I don't know. It's the ups and downs. So take us through it. What's that like for you?
Unreal. The first time I got here, I went straight down to Tootsie's because my buddy had a place to play. And you know, sure enough, playing 4 or 5 nights a week for 4 hours at a time, no breaks.
Yeah.
Real low dough and having to run the tip jug and just really, you know, humiliating stuff at times. But it really got my chops up for entertaining. When I moved here, I thought I was kind of hit a ceiling. So many people were like, move to Nashville. And finally, I checked it out after we made a record out here, and I love it. So basically, it's taught me how to entertain, and it's introduced me to thousands of musicians now. So when I go on the road, if someone can't make it, there's 10 other guitar players that can, and it's a special thing. But I broke my back right as I moved out here and went straight down to playing, and my voice was going, you know, and the drinking and everything. It's really hard to keep it together.
Yes. But, I always say if I was in my young 20s in Nashville, there's no way I would have been able to live.
Dude, seriously. I would have been in jail a couple times.
Yeah. More. But, anyways, keep going. You broke your back. How'd you break your back?
Mountain biking. Oh, freak accident.
I thought you were going to say you're performing on stage and you got crazy and jumped out.
Yeah, I should come up with something.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That sucks. Okay, so go on. You broke your back when you first got out here.
Yeah, and it was just mountain biking with my mom. And what brought me out here was a dude named Vance Powell. My band Nancaro in San Diego had a 10-year run. We got signed. And when I moved out here, we got an opportunity to work with Vance Powell, who does all Jack White stuff, Chris Stapleton's, Fish's new record. Like, this guy's, he worked with Martina McBride. He was head of Blackbird with her husband. Just a legend.
Wow.
And a great dude. Anyway, so we made a record called Hot Chicken based off his explanation of the hot chicken consequence, which you could figure out on your own.
Use your imagination there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, when I fell in love with this town, 30 days here, we stayed on the east side, and just, I'm like, okay, it's time.
Yeah, and you knew it right away. I mean, within those 30 days, you're like, okay, I'm here to stay. I'm gonna see where this takes me. I want to grind it out and see where I go.
Exactly. And at first, you know, when, I don't know about you, but when I travel, sometimes I get like in a little bit of a homesick depression, and it's, I think it was winter time, so it was a little cloudy, and I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
You know, but I fell in love with it. Realized people are really nice here.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Of all of Nashville, everyone, what's your favorite part? I said, probably the people.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm from Southern California as well, you know, Orange County.
They love us.
Yeah. You're the people driving up the housing.
Yeah. They love us, and then they love to come visit.
Yeah, exactly. But so we know, you know, you get a lot of superficial people out there in Southern California, and you come to Nashville, and it's just a totally different, a refreshing taste of people, new people, and everyone's from somewhere else, and you all kind of have the same mindset.
Yep.
So that's what makes it so easy to transition here, I feel like, for anybody, no matter where you're from.
Absolutely.
And then, but it is hard, right, to leave Southern California. So what was that like leaving? Because you go back all the time.
I just got back, man, and it was hard to leave. Yeah. I had to play yesterday, so I was getting back for this.
Right.
I miss the ocean. I miss the waves.
Yeah, because you're a surfer.
Miss my family. Yeah, I love surfing, dude.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's always there.
Right.
And I'm grateful to have family there so I could cruise there when I'm able to and play there. I mean, it's a great market, and it's my biggest market.
Yeah.
I do some analytics on bands in town, and it shows you where your hits are, and that's the biggest market still for me.
Really? Yeah. Even living out here in Nashville, you still get that major market out there.
Yeah, I did see when I moved to Nashville, all these dots around Nashville start popping up, which is cool because it's so central.
Right.
And all these people flock here from Ohio and all around the country.
Right.
So, and then they take the music back with them and listen to it. It's special.
People that you played with, I saw online, guys like Thomas Rhett, right?
Yep.
Billy Currington, Chris Stapleton, Josh Abbott. I saw you play at Nissan Stadium this year with the NHL Classic. I mean,
that was mind-blowing.
Yeah?
Dude, I was actually stranded in New Mexico with a broken-down van on tour, and Bollinger, my bandmate and partner in crime, called me. He's like, what do you think about singing at the Stadium Classic? I'm like, dude, bought the ticket right away. I'm in.
Yeah.
So I left the van at the shop and flew out. And
absolutely.
Got there 5 minutes late. And
really?
You know, yeah, I didn't even have a chance to like have a beer, but it was awesome.
Do you have somebody that's top of the head when somebody says, hey, who have you played with that's the most memorable?
Oh, dude, John Fogerty.
Really?
That guy put on the most amazing show I've ever seen at Stagecoach 2016. We were in the back watching from behind, and we're like, we got to be out front. Mm-hmm. Even though it was thousands of people, and I don't like crowds, like being in the middle, we went, and it was, number one, he played every single song about 10 clicks faster, and he's like 75.
Yeah.
So it was just electric, dude. And the whole, imagine the whole stadium singing, have you ever seen the rain? You know,
yep, yeah.
All time.
Yeah, really? That's up there even? Well, yeah. What was like Stapleton? I mean, are you probably...
Stapleton we watched out front too.
Okay, where was that at?
Stagecoach as well.
Okay.
He's unreal.
That voice.
I believe that voice is probably the best in country music, in my opinion. When I have to play a song of his, I have to like tune my guitar down massively.
What's that like then, you know, when you're out on Broadway or wherever you're playing here in Nashville and somebody comes up to you because... they think that you know every single song of all time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm giving you $20. You should play this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, dude, like, I don't know every single song. So what's that like if somebody comes up and they're like, hey, can you play this? And you're like, ooh, maybe not. Is that a little...
And they show me the money.
And they show you the money. Well, what do you do?
The thing is, the band sees the money, too.
Yeah.
So I kind of do what I can to make it happen. And if not, I do a honky-tonk negotiation and try and work out something, maybe by the same artist, but another song.
Or, yeah. Yeah.
Along the same lines.
Okay, just to keep them somewhat happy,
I guess. Yeah, and they always are. I mean, sometimes it's their wedding anniversary song, and they're kind of bummed, and I'll go outside and listen to it on my phone and come back in and, you know, the best I can.
They're all doing the dance on the floor in front of you, too, with the wife or what?
Exactly, yeah. Dude. Yeah. Oh, man, some of the things that go down on that street.
Yeah. I'm sure you could tell some stories that I don't know if we'd be able to make it on this podcast.
I don't know if I can remember some of the stories. We had good times.
Yeah?
I'm kind of cutting it low, or cutting it down on Broadway. It's just not I've had my time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best environment to be healthy. And my sleep schedule's still messed up, dude. I went to sleep at, 4:30 last night.
Just, really?
Yeah, and I'm like on melatonin and trying to. It just doesn't work because we did those 10-to-2 shifts for so long.
Do you ever get on a consistent schedule? I mean, in the five
out here,
years that you've been out here?
Yeah, I did when I was, you know, Tootsie's doesn't let you play anywhere else but their bars, so I had a good schedule there. Worked at AJ's, Alan Jackson's bar for a while.
Okay,
and just kind of, you know, broadening my horizons. I love playing out of state. I've always wanted the tour, so that's coming true, and I'm just doing that a lot.
You're just Nancaro now, right?
Well, yeah, my band from San Diego is Nancaro. Yeah. We had my buddy Russell play lap steel. He kind of isn't able to play anymore, unfortunately. So all of Nancaro didn't move out here, so I kind of formed. When I met John Bollinger one night, we were playing on stage, and he called me a goddamn saint.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, dude. That would be a great band name.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, what do you think about that? So I changed my Nancaro page to Goddamn Saints. And I got some, you know, not really flack, but just a couple people were like, okay, like this guy doesn't really care at all.
That's aggressive.
But I'm punk rock. And,
right.
And I think it's a time to be real. And it's art. Goddamn Saints is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And I hear rednecks say it all the time. So they can't get mad at me for it.
Right.
You
right.
know what I mean? I mean, I asked God if it was cool. I got all the signs it was.
So do you have that name still or no?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you do.
Yeah, I keep changing my Instagram. I run like 5 pages and it's just really tiring me out. So I'm trying to streamline it down to one without losing all my followers.
Yeah. Have you talked to somebody in the industry, whether it's, you know, record deal, whatever label, and they're like, you know, we like you, but we can't with this name. We don't know what to do with it. Or has it not gotten to that point, I guess?
A couple shows, maybe. Hey, can we use Nancaro instead?
Mm-hmm.
Corporate things.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends, really. Haven't ran into too much trouble. No.
No.
No. I mean, it's kind of funny.
Right.
You know?
I mean, it definitely sticks out.
Yeah, it does. My favorite bands, like Bad Religion,
yeah.
Sex Pistols, they weren't necessarily...
Yeah, you know. That's true. Now that you say that, all those names, you're kind of like, I wonder what they're about.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I mean, you can't help but to think like, wait, this name? I need to hear this music.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And Graham Nancaro's hard to remember.
Yeah.
Goddamn Saints is kind of sticks in your head.
It's kind of easy to remember.
Yeah.
So you're going to stick with that moving forward then, right?
For my project with Bollinger, yes.
Okay.
I love projects, man.
Okay.
Like, all my heroes have like four five bands. Some of them have like 40 bands. You know what I mean?
Okay. And like, who are some of the other guys out here that have kind of influenced you and gotten you to where you're at now? I know you talked a little bit about it earlier, but is there some Bollinger? You're with him all the time, right? Or when you're performing?
I only play with that dude.
Okay.
Yeah. So him, he's huge. And it's really cool to get a guy like him to be like, dude, you're great. Let's play together. You know, it's like, oh man, I got to step up now. And he's such a great player that I've worked hard to keep at that level. Vance Powell, like I mentioned earlier, total sweetheart. He got my first gig in town at Basement East, which is not an easy place to get into. You know, there's a lot of touring acts that come through.
Okay.
And that was back in 16. Who else? Oh, Rhett Miller.
Okay.
Old 97s.
Yeah.
He's pretty much the reason that I'm here and met Vance.
Really?
Yeah, and then my bass player, Joe, is the one that connected us all because he started with Old 97s originally in Texas.
Okay. Have you seen some people out here that you've met from the beginning and seen maybe now that they're to a place, whether it's with a record, you know, label deal, whatever it may be, where you're like, damn, I want that. Like, how did he get there kind of thing, or no?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, multiple people probably, or bands, artists.
Younger kids, and it's awesome. I'm happy for them. You see it happen every day.
Then what is that like for you, a guy still trying to get your break, and you see those guys? I mean, do you hold, maybe not towards them necessarily, personally, but you know what I mean?
Like, why not me?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? No, because... Bollinger said this thing to me the other day, and I thought it was so cool. He said, there's this old story. There's these two fish, and one of the fish is, like, frantic, and he's running around, swimming around, and he finds this other fish. He's like, hey, where's the ocean? And the fish goes, dude, you're in the ocean. He's like, no, I'm looking for the ocean. Tell me where it is. And that's the whole lesson there is, like, I don't want to sound cocky, but in my mind, I've made it. I'm doing what I love, and this is a process. And, you know, life is life. So I just got to ride out the wave and enjoy every second of it, because I look back sometimes and those days on Broadway that we were growing were actually really fun.
Right.
You know, and at times I was miserable and couldn't wait to get off stage.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't have any animosity towards anybody with success.
It's all about the journey, right? Everyone's journey is different than anyone else, and that's what makes it so great. And like you were saying, even for myself, you look back a couple of years and you're like, damn. Like at that time, you're like, oh, I don't even know what's going to happen, this and that. And then you look back now and you're like, wow, I've come a long way in 2 years.
Yeah.
But you don't even realize it until you sit there and you think about it.
Because we always want more.
Exactly. Right now.
Yeah,
right
it's now. Like it's kind of programmed into us as Americans. I feel like as a kid, you know, like do well at school, go to college. Yeah, I wish they would have said, hey, junior college works too.
Yeah, that's you what know? I did.
Really?
Yeah. We don't need to be paying all this money for that.
Right.
You're still just partying and doing
Exactly.
And it was smart. You were around before the social media age.
I'm grateful.
Yeah.
I got to cut my teeth and
what's that like
in honky tonks
for you to see people, you know, get the success. I mean, good for everybody, like we're saying, but you've been around in both eras. You've seen it before, and then you've seen during, and then now what's going on now.
Yeah. Tapes,
are you big on social media? Like, do you try to use that platform?
I mean, I'm sure you could assume I'm not really, really into it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing weirder to me than filming myself. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm filming myself, then that means nobody else is willing to film me. I should just stop.
Yeah.
But social media, however, has absolutely helped me grow my career.
It has.
Yeah, TikTok. I got a call from a lady who wants to manage me through there. It's like, I don't know. I dove in and got over my little whatever it was about it, you know?
Because
it's the new way. And
I know.
I don't want to be that old guy like, oh, the kids these days. And you know what? Some of them are making it work.
I know. Isn't that? I already feel like I'm 31 and I feel like I'm an old man because I don't want a TikTok. I don't want.
Yeah, yeah. Guess what? That's another thing.
I got a TikTok about a week ago.
You did?
And I don't even know what I'm doing.
No, you're awesome, dude. Yeah. I mean, you're great. You'll do fine. I mean, that's the thing is when I heard TikTok, I'm like, another social media platform. And now we're going to lip sync our songs and try to get a bunch of views. And it's just saturated. But it's working and it's the hottest thing right now. So.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's either you get on the train and move with it, or it's going to leave your ass behind, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And whether
because
you,
one day
whether
it's
like going it to
be corporate and, or whatever, owned by somebody else, and the algorithm will change. The algorithm is pretty special on that thing. I don't know how it works, but
I know I don't really trust it either.
Yeah.
But hey, if it works for you or whoever, then do your thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So tell me about this song, "Get On Up."
Get on up.
A new one?
It's a brand new song.
Got a great sound to it. I'll play a little clip of it real quick right here just so you can hear it. I mean, you can't help but to hear that just like, you start bobbing your head.
Yeah, dude, totally.
Stomping your feet.
Man.
And it, you just can't help it.
No, I mean, and the musicians on there are just fire, dude. We got Bollinger, Andy Hall, Darren Terrio on bass, who's been on tour with Garth Brooks. I mean, everybody. And if you hear that bass line, it's just so good. And then I have my friend Tara Lynn come and
just play. The background? Or
Yeah, the background
okay,
girl.
Yeah.
She was an addition to it. We needed something else.
You know? I like it.
Because my friend's like, you know, there's got to be like a call and answer thing because it's really catchy. So we got her in there. She's the best. Tara's a saint. I love her.
I see her on your Instagram a lot, right?
Yeah, we're good friends.
Okay.
Yeah. We wrote a song together called I Understand, I Will Never Understand. And it premiered on CMT and got some love on some other platforms. So
really?
Pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was a hard song. You know, me and Bollinger and her sat down and we were like, we usually talk and we were talking about what was going on in the States right now with, you know, I mean, George Floyd had just passed away and all this stuff was going on. There were riots in Nashville. And so we sat down amongst the chaos and wrote that song and it was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's good. Man. You find that inspiration from usually what's going on in the world or whatever kind of hits you that day.
Whatever hits me that day, it does vary.
Okay.
A lot of times it's like a melody first or one word or little phrase that I'll kind of try and wrap it all around.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, co-writing has really been awesome. I didn't co-write until I moved here.
Really?
Yeah.
And you found a lot of people that you connect with and...
Yeah.
Yeah?
And it's, I mean, it, you know, teamwork makes the dream work.
That's right. Is there a goal out here for you where you think like, hey, if I get to this point or if I sign this deal or whatever it may be, I mean, is there an ultimate goal for you or are you just kind of going along and doing what you can and, you know, hopefully something will fall into place?
My goal has always been put out records. My heroes did that and that's the old school way to me. Put out records, shows, tour for the rest of my life.
And I mean, that doesn't have to be with a major label. You don't need any of that, right?
No, and no disrespect to labels. Like, right. I would, if it was a good deal, man, I'd be all over it. Mm-hmm. But these days, so much is in our hands as artists. We could do so much on our own, and maybe that'll create the interest in a label or a manager, or, you know, all the things that we need. But the label has seemed to, from what I've understood in the industry, has seemed to kind of, the importance of it has gone down, unless it's a big label that cares about you.
Of course.
I've had experiences with labels. I was signed when I was 18 to a punk rock label, and Rancid took us under their wing up in Northern California.
Really?
Yeah, man. Helped us make a great record at the record plant in Sausalito, which is like a legendary place where... Just crazy stories. So a lot of crazy stories. ODs in bathrooms. Okay. You know, San Francisco since the 60s. You can imagine all the stories.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. But hey, Graham, I really appreciate you coming in here today. This is a lot of fun. Your story is awesome. And just stay on the grind. Keep doing what you're doing. Your outlook, everything will fall into place. There's no doubt about it. And for everybody that's listening, go check him out. Graham Nancaro on Instagram, Twitter. Check me out. Kickoff Kevin on Instagram and Twitter. Graham, thanks a lot. Let's do it again sometime.
Thanks, Kevin. It was a blast, dude.
Hell yeah.
See you soon, brother.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.